You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
The big story of the day
with Clement Maniatela.
So the EFF conducting that visit to restaurants today to check the employment ratio between South African citizens and foreign nationals. The party says the visit will consist of an interaction between its leader, Julius Malema, and the management of the restaurants. They want to check their labor policies, the staff complement, whether Africans are not exploited and whether locals are employed to a satisfactory level. And it looks like the first location is the Cream restaurant located at Mall of Africa in Midrand. And we've been really raising our opinions on the open line, and we're going to continue that in this half hour on 011-883-0702 on what you think about this move by the EFF. The SMS line is 31702. The WhatsApp line 0727021702. Let's start with the conversation that I recorded with Tufan Yerebakan, who is the owner of Cream Restaurant. Tufan, thank you so much for making time. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you aware of this visit by the EFF leadership at your restaurant?
Yes, I am aware. They did the same last year.
Did they inform you? Did you agree with them that you would be meeting?
No, I did last year. We spoke. I was courteous enough. This year, I agreed to nothing. I'll be courteous enough to answer questions in writing, but I don't need to be part of a spectacle for political reasons.
Yeah.
And my staff also, my foreign staff, are afraid. And I don't need him. I'm not going to support that.
Hmm. So your staff, you're saying, is afraid. Are you doing anything? Are you planning on heightening security? What's the plan?
The security will be heightened, but there's nothing I can do. As you know, how the EFF deals with things, there's not much I can do except for be there for my staff. And the foreigners have legal working visas, which is promoting the borders for African brothers, but now indirectly, he doesn't want foreigners in the country. Why doesn't he say so openly instead of going around to all restaurants? And he uses my restaurant's name because I'm very popular, but they're actually going around to all restaurants.
Yeah. One of the things he said some of the information that he wanted is around the ratio of foreign nationals versus South Africans. When you met with him last year, did you give him that information?
Yeah, I told him. They were very friendly, very polite. They're not the Labor Department in the first place, also not Home Affairs. They're not allowed to have anything, but one must be courteous for statistic purposes, whatever. I'll give any information. But I don't need to be part of xenophobic, whatever agenda is that I can't be part of.
Mm. So when he comes to the restaurant today, you're not meeting with him and you're saying if he's got questions for you, he must do that in writing?
Correct. He's a politician. He'll twist everything around in any case. And I'm not allowed to give out things. There's a government, there's departments, there's the law, whatever information they want, go through the right channels.
And do you know him personally? Has he been a patron at your restaurant?
I've been serving him for 15 years in my bars and restaurants until the day he announced it for the first time last year. He was once a week here. For the last 15 years, I've been serving him. But until this, whatever agenda did not work for him and he changed his whatever policy on foreigners, whatever he's changed, I don't know. I'm not a politician. Until then, I served him.
Yeah,
the week before.
Yeah, even the week before.
The week before the first time he went on TV saying Cream Mall of Africa, whatever.
Oh, I see.
He uses my restaurant's name. But I've served him in my bars and restaurants forever. My staff name, they have photos with him. I've served him a lot. And not cola tonic and lemonade.
Mm. So your staff, have they raised any concerns with you? You said they were concerned about their safety.
Last year when it happened, my foreign staff all raised huge concerns, thinking that they will lose their jobs. Look, I don't know. I don't go fishing for staff. staff are not buy one, get one free or cheap labor. There's a labor law which we have to all abide to. But they're afraid that they're all going to lose their jobs, the ones that are foreign. And this time around, they're again afraid they're going to lose their jobs because I'm going to be pushed to look for staff.
Yeah.
Most of them are South Africans.
Yeah, yeah.
Not aware of.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, I think we're struggling with your line there a little bit, Tufan.
It's very windy, sorry.
Oh, okay, no worries. Okay, yeah. So I just wanted to check. So if he does write you a letter and asks you about the ratio and the labor law policies, what's your response to him in terms of how you run the business?
In writing, I'll answer every single question. I've got an HR company. I run it according to the laws of this country, or else I wouldn't have a restaurant. So I'll answer every question with greatest of pleasure. But I won't be part of a spectacle where they might riot and destroy people's jobs.
All right. Tufan Yerebakan, thank you so much for making time.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you. Thanks.
So that's Tufan Yerebakan, who is the owner of Krim Restaurant. After the break, you'll hear from the spokesperson of the EFF, Vuyani Pambo.
702.
The big story of the day.
It's 18 minutes after 10 o'clock. We've just received a statement from the Labor Department. After this interview with the spokesperson of the EFF, Vuyani Pambo, I'll take you through some of the important bits of this statement. Vuyani, thank you so much for making time. Good morning.
Good morning to you and to the listener.
Why did you decide to undertake this visit to these restaurants as the EFF?
Well, we've long said that we would do this. This is one of the resolutions that were taken up as the EFF to make sure that we get a full understanding of what is happening on the floor, as it were. So we know that in the majority, the restaurants only hire foreign nationals, so to say, our brothers and sisters in the continent. And that has had negative effects in society. You see now there's operations of, basically fighting Africans in the streets. You've seen what has happened in Bara, where the hawkers' own stuff gets, burnt down. So it's essentially a project or a program to make sure that the African brothers and sisters who work in the restaurants are not mistreated, they are not their rights are respected. But second to it, also make sure that their nationality is not used against them, because we know they get paid very little money, we know that they get exploited, but equally we also want them to enjoy employment like all Africans, like all South Africans, and for South Africans to be hired in the majority. So we will accept the 60% employment of South Africans and a 40% of, foreign nationals.
Yeah. So that
is basically to make sure that all the restaurants are compliant and that they are in line with the law. But we still hold that we need a borderless Africa. We need an Africa with one currency, one government. We're not budging on that. This is simply to make sure that the restaurants are compliant, but also to take the fight where it matters, because these white owners, these restaurant owners who are white in the majority, use this to divide us. And every time when our people cry for employment, they point at the foreign nationals. It's not true. It's not. They're not hiring themselves. They apply like everyone else. They are just vulnerable. And they get exploited like all human beings. They're desperate for work, so they take anything that comes with us to them. So we are doing this as a measure to an oversight to make sure that there's compliance on the floor.
Yeah. So what do you understand the labor law to say when it comes to the hiring of foreign nationals, particularly when it comes to the ratio? You mentioned the 60-40 ratio, that's the only thing that you will accept. Is that in line with the law?
That definitely would be in line with the law. So it's not necessarily clement about us not following the law. We are following the law. Remember that we accept that we can't insist that we hire people who are in South Africa illegally. We're not going to work. That's not what we're saying. And I think that it might be lost in the message. But we are saying anyone who's compliant, who's eligible for work, must be hired. But let it reflect the demography that it is, you know, operating in. So in the same way, you can't say in Orlando, for it's rather in KZN, you're going to hire people who come from Limpopo. It doesn't make sense. What about the people who live there? So it makes sense to hire the people who are from that space, but in the majority, you know, favor them.
Yeah.
Then you can hire people from outside. And we are not saying exclusively hire South Africans. We're saying you must hire South Africans in your name and then complement it with our friends. That is the same way when we go to other countries. That's what we're subjected to.
Mm.
But we can't look at it from a Afrophobic sense.
Mm.
So because the conversation has been Afrophobic, and it's not necessarily foreign nationality. We put it for, you know, we use it because, you know, it's now made its rounds. But essentially, it's Afrophobia. It's not xenophobia.
Yeah.
So we're fighting xenophobia, and we're going to fight it in any way, but in every way that is possible, and by all means necessary. But we won't accept that in the process of that, it gets hijacked by the shared mind.
Yeah.
Of those who are insistent on a nationalistic approach, which only says, you know, on nationalism, which only says that, you know, we must only hire South Africans. Which nation do you know that operates like that?
Yeah.
We are, you know, internationalistic in our approach.
Yeah, but this 60-40 ratio, is that what you're proposing or is that what's in line with the law?
That's what we're proposing.
Okay, so in what capacity are you visiting the restaurants? I'm asking this because there was a judgment in the Johannesburg. Just 1 second. There was a judgment in the Labour Court last, I think 2 years ago, that ruled against the EFF in that it's not a registered trade union and has no authority to get involved in workplace disputes.
Well, we note that judgment, and we would know that we are members of parliament and we've got the right to do oversight, and we're doing exactly that. And we are, and that was because of our labor desk. Even with that judgment, that does not allow us to do oversight. That's what we do. We agitate, we fight for our people, and we won't stop. That judgment was essentially talking about us not being a trade union. We're not going to be sitting on any executive position of the company as a trade union. That's not what we're doing. That's not our space, at least not yet. So as far as we're concerned with the EFF, we are doing everything in our power to represent our people, and this is one of the ways that we're doing it. But we're also empowered by Parliament, as members of Parliament. We do oversight all the time. I can even come there to you now in the studio and check if you're not being mistreated. I've got that right. I represent you, even at Clement. So but that is not, it's not an anomaly. So if you read the judgment, essentially, you must never go into those spaces because we would have long been arrested because we've been doing it even post that judgment. The only thing that we don't do it in the name of being a trade union.
Yeah, am I correct then to say you are clarifying that you're not going there as the EFF, the party, but as EFF members of parliament? And
we are going there as EFF as the party, and we're going as members of parliament. EFF is in government, EFF is in parliament, and EFF is an organization that fights for the rights of our people in this country and the people in the continent. So that's what we're going there to do.
So you said in your statement that the visit is intended to check the labor policies, the staff complement, whether Africans are not exploited and whether locals are employed to a satisfactory level. What happens if you find that the restaurant doesn't comply with labor practices? What do you then do? What's the plan?
Then we take it to the law. We do anything necessary to make sure that they are compliant.
What is that?
That is to also open a case. We can also open a case against that company. We can also look at taking them to court. Those are the options that we have, and any other option that would be available to us. It will depend on what is the grievance. It will depend on what is the breach of the law.
What happens,
for example, if, for example, an employee, you know, like for example, a case that I once dealt with in the South at a Ford outlet. An employer had just at that point a gun was lost in the premises of that outlet, and he was blamed unfairly so. He was then taken up, beaten up. Then we came in, right? We opened the case, took the police there. We didn't take the law into our hands. We took police there, got that person charged for that case to be dealt with legally. So those are many other options that we can deal with, because sometimes our people are just simply scared to do the simple thing of just going and opening the law. So when we come in as the EFF, we give them that power, we give them that courage that they're not on their own. They've got a big brother, a big sister who is the EFF.
So what
is essentially what we're doing? We're empowering black people.
What happens when employers enforce the right of admission? No, they don't divulge that information to you as a political party, because nothing forces them to do so legally. Then what happens?
We've got a prima facie case of a suspicious situation, because there in the restaurant when you enter, even the employees, before we even come, they even tell us what is going to be, where the complement that is, or rather the conditions of the restaurant, how they're treated by their employer. So it's not going to be easy for them to hide information, because the people that are working there are themselves not happy and are themselves the ones who are waiting and praying that we come to the restaurant. There are many other restaurants waiters, waitresses, who are calling us even now, saying don't just go to Creamy, please come to our restaurant as well. We've got these challenges, and we can't obviously divulge that before we even go there. So it's not necessarily that we only rely on the information that will be given by the restaurant.
Yeah.
So we will be able to unravel that. We will be able to reveal the information, and when we get that the employer is not compliant, we'll make sure that he or she faces.
I spoke to the owner of Cream Restaurant, and he says he's not going to speak to you guys. If you've got questions, you must write him a letter, and they're just going to continue as normal today. So it doesn't look like he's going to be cooperating with you guys.
It's not necessary. Well, I don't know where you get that information. If you did speak to him, that's fine. I went yesterday. We know that we have a meeting. We've scheduled a meeting with them. We're not ambushing them. We're not going there to disrupt. We went to go talk to them and the members of parliament. But if he takes a position of arrogance, that he's not going to talk to us, that's another case. We will see it when we get there. But let us not preempt what's going to happen. As far as we're concerned, we have been given an appointment with Cream.
And which other restaurants are you going to be visiting after Cream?
We will see them when we get the nearest one. We will also visit them.
All right. Thank you for making time. Vuyani Pambo is the spokesperson for the EFF. All right, so I want to bring in quickly for just a minute Advocate Tertius Wessels, who is from Strategy Labor Solutions, to help us understand the legalities around this situation. Advocate, thank you so much for making time. Firstly, is the EFF within the law in taking this approach?
Good morning, Clement, and good morning to your listeners. I have to disagree with the EFF stance in as far as that they have the right to interfere with an employer's business or conduct investigations in the workplace. We have seen over the past couple of years that there is a tendency from the EFF and its employer or its labor desk to become involved in matters concerning employers and employees. However, there have also been a couple of well-reasoned judgments by the labor courts over the preceding years which has clearly addressed this instance, and in those circumstances, the EFF was interdicted by the court from interfering with the employer's business and investigating matters concerning the employment relationship.
And in terms of the Labour Act, what does it say when it addresses the issue of hiring foreign nationals? Does it say anything about the ratio? Because the EFF are calling for a 60-40%.
So currently, our labor laws does not prescribe a ratio when it comes to employment of foreign nationals. There's various legislation, however, that does play a role with the employment of foreign nationals. First and foremost, I think it's important for all employers to understand that, foreign nationals have the same rights as any other employee does, and they all have the same protection as South African citizens would do under the Labor Relations Act. However, the Immigration Act, on the other hand, also provides that an employer cannot employ foreign nationals without ensuring that they have a valid work permit or visa in their possession that gives them the right to take up employment. So even though there's certain industries and sectors that we've seen that, for example, regulate labor broking, if we go back to that, where they say a certain percentage of your workforce cannot consist out of more than 30% of labor brokers, we're likely to see such provisions being implemented within the next couple of years. And there's a process that is in place by government to start looking at these kind of things. But until that is finalized, there is nothing that dictates to an employer only 10% or 20% of your workforce can be foreign.
Advocate, thank you so much for making time. Advocate Tetius Vessels is from Strategy Labor Solutions.